makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Coach Gary Kubiak's presser on Monday began with some bad news. Safety CeCe Brown had to undergo surgery for a fractured arm. He'll spend the rest of the season on IR. Kubiak talked about who will play for Brown and how the team will rebound from a 27-30 loss at Jacksonville. But first, Texans fans, please know that the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans now will play the Baltimore Ravens on November 9th. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com. There are no moral victories in the NFL, but quarterback Matt Schaub certainly redeemed himself against the Jags, throwing for 307 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kubiak said it was the type of play the team had expected from the starting QB.
You know, he just played like a winner. You know, he had his back to the wall. He was very challenged going into the game. You know, no secret about that. And, you know, he prepared. He had a good week. He went out there. I thought he played smart early, got himself into the flow of the game. I think he went back to some of the things that had made him successful in the past. He moved around a little bit when he didn't have a play and scrambled a little bit. Didn't force the ball. Checked the ball down to Slayton and, the fullback a couple of times when he had to. So just thought he played solid. But the biggest thing is we played better around him. We protected him much better than we had the first 2 weeks. And guys made plays after they caught the football. And, you know, those things make a quarterback's life a lot easier.
With the Jags secondary hounding Andre Johnson, Schaub was able to get Kevin Walter and Owen Daniels involved. In fact, three Texans receivers finished with over 75 yards, and none of them was named Andre.
Well, they cheated his way a bunch. You know, starting the game, they ran Mathis with him, you know, which we thought they would do. They cheated the free safety his way quite a bit, but, I thought our other guys stepped up, played really well. Owen Daniels played extremely well. Kevin Walters was exceptional. Trying to get Andre more involved in what we're doing. That's when we're at our best, in my opinion, when we're balanced. And they did pay a lot of attention to Andre, but a lot of teams did.
Where the team struggled was defense, especially in the second half. The Texans missed tackles, allowed too many third down conversions, and allowed David Garrard to run right through them.
They played some good halves, you know. This game's about playing 60 minutes, so yesterday in the first half, I thought they played a good half of football in the first half. You know, we're in a 10-10 game. You know, we just, as I said, you can look at the whole second half, and it really boils down to five or six plays. I think there's seven third downs, if I'm right, and they converted on five of them, and the sixth one, one of the other two, I'm saying this right, that they didn't convert on, they converted on fourth down. So, you know, you're not going to get off the field that way. So it really came down to making plays in crunch time and getting off the field.
It won't help things that Houston will lose its starting safety, CeCe Brown, to IR. Kubiak plans to rotate Nick Ferguson, rookie Dominique Barber, and Brandon Harrison at the position.
We'll take a look. You know, we'll see, getting Nick involved naturally. We want to get Brandon Harrison involved. We'll see how he comes off of his injury, but you could very well see a rotation of three players there as well.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.